You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Everything you ever wanted to know about collagen. And we're talking to Kim Bright, founder of Bright Core Nutrition. Kim, interesting. You have an interesting background because in addition to establishing a health center in Connecticut, where you consulted and taught healthy lifestyle courses, you opened a very unique restaurant, a restaurant in Westport, Connecticut, way back in 1985. And you were prescient because it was the first non-smoking restaurant in Connecticut.
Yes.
How does that feel?
And I got made fun of in the paper, in the local paper.
Right.
And, you know, on TV, I did some local TV, and they thought I was crazy. First of all, I was serving macrobiotic food. I was serving organic.
Right.
Nobody was doing this. I had people going out and fishing for me, fresh fish every day, organic chickens. I was buying organic vegetables. And so they, and serving seaweed, a macrobiotic platter with the seaweed, the beans, the pickles,
right.
You know, the whole thing. And so they're like, this woman is what?
Yep.
Where's like, to get all these ideas?
How do you kill, a really potentially lucrative business? Is you tell people they can't smoke, you know, you feed them just organic foods, you know, and
no alcohol.
No alcohol. Wow.
Okay. No meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was pretty funny, but I had literally, Dr. Ron, New York Times came because I had lines that went out the door. I had seating for 70. It was a long, narrow restaurant. And they were literally lined up down the sidewalk around the building. And people loved it.
Did you have a lot of celebrities? Because Westport is kind of a mecca of it's for listeners who are not familiar with it, Westport is a really upscale, wealthy suburb about, you know, within quick driving distance of New York. It's where, you know, all the dashing commuters that you see in Mad Men used to live. You know, they used to jump on the train and head to their offices on Madison Avenue. So that there
and
was
Paul
a
Newman, Paul Newman's lawyer was actually my landlord, and he and his two sons ate every single lunch at my restaurant. Paul came in and
Paul
loved
was kind of a health enthusiast, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Until the daughters got involved.
I see. Okay.
Joanne used to come in with her auntie from Atlanta. And Joanne and I she kept trying to get a consultation with me, but we were always busy. And because I had helped one of her friends that eventually started called the Good Food Store in Darien, Connecticut, with her husband, who he didn't want anything to do with it. And he ended up dying. But her whole family changed their diet, followed my protocol, and did really well. But yeah, I had, Paul started Newman Organics, you know, long after, you know, he was coming to my restaurant with the girls. But no, he about fainted one day when he came over. I was getting ready to go into New York on the train, and I happened to be walking out the door, and he was coming in, and he goes, I got to tell you, I love, love, love your tuna fish sandwiches. I'm like, really? Well, that's good. You know, I've got tofu in there, right? And he's like,
you tricked him.
Jesus. It was funny.
You kind of changed your paradigm, as did I, because there was a certain point where I had the realization that veganism, which is macrobiotics, it's a form of a vegan diet. You know, there was, I think
they did allow for very, very tiny amounts of animal protein. Like they like bonita flakes.
Yes.
You know, bonita flakes from the fish.
In the broths.
In the broths.
And you could eat fish and you could,
you could eat a little fish.
Chicken once in a while, a little bit, but
no dairy. It's
mainly focused more vegan. Yeah.
Yeah. But clearly collagen is animal sourced. So it sounds like you flipped the script a little bit on your own personal health and came around to a more omni dietary approach. Is that correct?
Yes, because originally I was trying to balance out all the sugar and the meat and the alcohol and bad or, you know, sad diet that we all grew up on.
So the macrobiotic diet was a detox for you in your
It was a years. Detox yeah. for me, and I got to a certain balance and I was very aware of my body and I could start to feel like eating macrobiotically, I wasn't feeling this incredible way that I had been feeling for a while. And I realized that I was getting a little bit out of balance. Mm-hmm. So I started to widen out and I still basically stay, you know, more towards center. And I do eat meat. I do not all every day. I don't eat chicken every day. I don't eat fish every day. I, you know, change it up. But I find that my body is much happier eating more plant-based and that having the addition of animal foods, whereas the animal foods were the main focus was sugar and a few vegetables thrown in now and then, you know, the way I was raised.
Right. So I've come to recognize the importance of protein as I've gotten older, because now studies suggest that as we age, our protein requirements don't decrease, they actually increase, because we are all undergoing this inevitable process of sarcopenia, which is loss of lean body mass to be replaced by fat, or ultimately to lead to frailty and weakness and vulnerability to disease. And so I'm augmenting with whey protein, but not just whey protein. Also, I'm now using your protein, which is, you know, a different composition, which emphasizes the amino acids that support collagen. So that what goes into my shake, and I actually did an article this week, you know, the secret ingredients in my morning shake. Yes, there's whey protein. Yes, there's creatine. Yes, there's a bunch of other ingredients, but I now put some Revive in my shake. And I got to say, you gave me samples of two types of Revive. One is very neutral flavored, and that goes well in my shake because, I don't want some sort of cloying, you know, funky taste to mess up the flavor of my shake. But sometimes I'll make a shake with some fruit, and I find that there's a strawberry lemon flavor as well, right?
Yes, and it's all natural.
And it's all natural.
Yeah.
And that is a very nice accompaniment when I make my shake with a little bit of some berries. But mostly I don't make my shake with berries because I'm kind of going on a low sugar regimen. So that's the exception. But sometimes I'll just, you know, if I'm having some berries as like an after dinner dessert, and I'll put a little bit of, I use coconut yogurt instead of dairy yogurt because I get a little congested from dairy. That's got a little bit, maybe a throwback to macrobiotics. I don't quite, you know, I'm not down with tons and tons of dairy. So I'll use coconut yogurt and then I'll throw in some of the strawberry lemon flavor. Is strawberry lemon, right? Is that those?
Strawberry lemonade, Revive collagen, yes.
Yeah, I throw a little bit of that in, and it amazingly, it's not gritty, it's not sandy, it really dissolves. So how did you achieve, you know, you must have worked on that texture because you're a formulator, that it dissolves really nicely and it doesn't taste like sand, or you don't feel like, you know, you're gnawing on, you know, ground up animal hooves.
Yeah, it took us a few evolutions. And again, it goes to the more expensive machines that are getting the breakdown smaller and smaller and micro less macro size. So
very
that
small, fine.
It dissolves instantly. Yeah. It's very fine. It dissolves. I use it in my coffee or tea. You can use soup broths. And I also want to add in there that it's not just collagen. It's not just the five types.
Exactly. Right.
That's aiding and abetting your skin, your nails, your hair, all your organs, your arteries, your gut linings, all of that. It's also hyaluronic acid in there. Now, why did we put hyaluronic acid in? Hyaluronic acid is also naturally occurring in our body. It is like our WD-40, if you will. It's what keeps our joints moving smoothly. And so it's very hydrating. It holds up to 1,000 times its weight in water. It is amazing, hyaluronic acid, what it does for moisturization in the skin and all throughout our body. And it's the most expensive ingredient that we have in there. But that's why most other collagen products don't include it. But hyaluronic acid, you know, is very popular in skin creams. People get it injected in their face, you know, to plump up everything. Well, why
it's
not
used in eye drops as well to moisturize for dry eye. Yeah,
exactly, for dry eye. And surgeons use it actually after doing eye surgery. So it keeps down the scarring. And so it's very well known in those areas. But people don't understand how important it is to get into our body, too, because we need it. It starts leaving at age 20, 25 as well. And so when we're putting the Revive back in with the collagen, with the hyaluronic acid, we're aiding and abetting also our own production, staying there and helping it along. Women notice their skin change within days. They notice more moisturization. They notice the fine lines and wrinkles going away after a few weeks. They notice the overall feeling better. Like I said, bone density tests come back amazing after, you know, 4, 5, 6 months. I broke my knee last year, and the doctor was amazed because I walked up after a hurricane. I walked the beach every day. And so I went down a trail that I wasn't familiar with, and I didn't realize how much sand was missing from the stairs. And I walked space, and the doctor was amazed because he said, "You took such a long fall, and all you did was break, you know, that one area. The way that you fell, you should have, you know, being your age, and I'm a lot older than what people think, your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder. I'm surprised you didn't break something else, your hips." And so when he took my bone, when he read my bone density test, he said, I didn't believe you your age when you told me. And you're so happy and everything. And he said, and I don't believe your bone density test for your age. So what's your real age? He says. But I recovered so much faster. And we're getting that from customers. Yeah. When they go in for surgeries or when they break something, they're amazed in their doctors.
I think that's a use case for collagen is that, you know, if you have a fracture, if you have a hip replacement or a knee replacement, well, that's something you may want to put into your regimen. And indeed, you know, we're on a Zoom here, so this is an audio podcast, but we're on a Zoom here and I'm looking at you and your skin is amazing. You know, you're a testimony to the efficacy of collagen. So another type of collagen, I want to get into some of the different types of collagen that are in here. There's something called type 2 collagen, right? Is type 2 is in there? And
that's
type 2 is really interesting because back in the 90s, there was a guy named Dr. David Trentum at Harvard, and he is not an integrative doctor by any means. He's a very straight-laced, conventional rheumatology guy from Harvard and at the Beth Israel Hospital, which is top-of-the-line hospital. And he wrote some papers talking about the use of type 2 collagen for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis.
Yes.
And I once attended a lecture of his because I had to take some credits, you know, for continuing medical education. And there was like a very conventional thing, you know, like very straight-laced. It wasn't an integrative medicine conference by any means. And I came up to him, you know, after the lecture, and I said, "Hey, you know, I'm a great admirer of yours, and I really enjoyed reading about type 2 collagen." And he appeared almost a little embarrassed because here he was at a conventional conference, and it was almost like he didn't want to be outed as talking about something natural because the whole thrust was on, you know, the great new drugs that they had for arthritis. Some of which have had to be taken off the market, by the way, because of the dangers.
The side effects.
Side effects. But it's an interesting story because what type 2 collagen does is it doesn't actually get incorporated in the synovial membrane of patients with rheumatoid arthritis. It acts kind of as a Trojan, well, not a Trojan horse, not proper analogy. It actually runs interference for the immune system. It talks to the immune system. It tolerizes the immune system, makes the immune system tolerant to collagen, because we know that rheumatoid arthritis is where the body rebels against its own collagen, attacks its own collagen. But by introducing a little type 2 collagen, it was thought that it can make your immune system simmer down in its attack on collagen in your body. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story. Yes, because collagen helps, you know, your joints, your ligaments, and your cartilage with type 2 and 3. And again, the lining, the arteries, all of the fascia, your skin, your hair, your nails. Even type 5 helps if you're pregnant with a placenta and helps with the skin and hair and nails. So we want to give our body the whole complement that we can of collagen so it gets into all of our connective tissues. Now, we're not just focused on our bones or our joints or our hair. And again, if you're going to have, you know, I like to consider ours the Rolls Royce or the Bentley or whatever you want to call it, collagens. But this is what you're going to get with ours. And plus, we also know that collagen has to have vitamin C in order to be producing. And so we included 100 milligrams of vitamin C into our blend here, and also biotin, which is long known. It's a B vitamin long known for—
It's a cofactor. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cofactor in helping with our hair and our skin and our nails. So we wanted to really give an incredible overall blend here.
And but I don't know how much collagen you put in there. Just as a caution, there's no danger. But biotin, perhaps you didn't know this, but you got to be a little careful when you take biotin right around the time of a blood test, particularly a thyroid blood test. Maybe you don't want to take the if it's more than like a milligram or so, it can actually interfere with your thyroid function test. Just 24 hours, you know, maybe refrain from taking that biotin.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. We have very little in here. It's just,
Micrograms?
It's micrograms, 300 micrograms.
So. Oh, okay. That probably is going to be inconsequential, but there's some people who are taking like 5,000 micrograms, 5 milligrams. You know, they figure like—
Oh, that's more, way too much.
Yeah. More is better. And it might actually produce some results for hair, skin, and nails. By the way, the researcher who found the biotin connection to nails, his name was Hoffman.
Oh, really?
No relation. Okay.
I didn't know that.
This is a little factoid. Okay. So I'm intrigued by that collagen mask thing. Is that just something that you send along when people get their buy one, get one free offer? Or is that something you offer as a general?
No, we don't do that very often because it's expensive. Okay. We make it, you know, it's collagen mask. I used to model and act. So I'm very aware of the different
that
use different masks and things, and they say ours is the best because when you go to pull a mask out, it has a little bit of maybe hyaluronic acid or a little bit of gin in there, and by the time you leave it on 20 minutes, it's dried up. Well, ours is dripping wet when you pull it out, and it has different rose extracts in there, which is great for the skin, and ours is made with bamboo. So when you pull it out, it stays together. It doesn't pull apart and tear apart. So you're seeing like an incredible mask with very antifungal type rose extracts in here and other extracts that we use. And it is a beautiful, beautiful mask that really you can tell a difference once you use it. No, we're doing that for you and we do it once in a while, but these are expensive to make. So
Okay. All the more reason to check out this deal, which is a buy one, get one free offer. You can visit brightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. or call 888-592-9909. And it's very nice of you to make this generous offer. I think what you're saying here basically is, you know, this is probably a loss leader, frankly, because you're providing so much ingredient here to my listeners that once they try it, they're going to be hooked. I am. And, you know, I'm going to ask for some more because I'm utilizing it a lot.
Awesome.
So, you know, I'm hooked. If you buy two, as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, the offer is if you buy two bottles of Revive, you'll get one free plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. And by the way, that the hyaluronic acid is a rather pricey ingredient to put into that product. So I think that makes yours unique. All right. You know, let's compare. Frankly, you know, I can go to Whole Foods and I can buy collagen. Is it different from your collagen? I mean, it's, you know, there are sort of these like instant broth things that come in, you know, large cylindrical vats. And is that just one type of collagen or fewer types of collagen generally?
I'd have to give you an honest answer. I'd have to read the label. Okay. I don't know. But no,
there's a lot of instant broths, this, that, and the other thing. Collagen is a thing now.
Yeah, but raw instant broth is so different than hydrolyzed.
I see.
Collagen, five types of collagen.
Okay.
Again, I don't know what brand, I don't know what types of collagen they have in their bone broth. I don't know where the bone broth is sourced.
Yeah.
There's so many missing details here that I can't really give you an honest answer.
Got it. All right. So, Ed, is there a restriction on, you know, age? Is this something that kids may use? Because, you know, frankly, bone development is important. You might say that it's important to build bones during the years where you're growing, because that's kind of your reserve, your hedge against bone loss. I think what we sometimes see is kids who were sick, or kids who had, you know, milk allergies, or for one reason or another were on poor diets, or maybe they had to take steroids as children. And these are the women and men, mostly women, because women are more susceptible to osteoporotic fractures, that are at high risk, because during those formative years, they didn't get enough collagen. So is there a use case for adding this to kids' foods and supplementing at a younger age?
I totally agree with that, because if you look at our children's diets, if you look at everyone's diets, they're worse now than they were before. People are eating more processed foods. There's more dyes and artificial colors and flavors. And, you know, yes, there are people that are more aware and they're trying to eat organic and they're trying to eat the right foods. But there are so many children that are still growing up that are, you know, drinking juices that are 10% juice, the rest is sugar water. They're drinking... you know, things they're not getting the proper nutrition that a child really does need. And so my grandkids love the strawberry lemonade. They love, all of our products. You know, my children, my grandchildren use them, but I would definitely, you know, I would give a child the strawberry lemonade long before I give them anything else to drink, you know, in the form of a juice or, you know, an instant drink mix that, you know, I don't want to mention any brand names here.
It really tastes great. How do you achieve the sweetness in that? Is that, do you use minimal amounts of sugar, or do you use substitutes in that
product? I put my love in there. You know, it's from the love of wanting to make people healthy. No, it's a natural sugar, and it's not regular sugar. And we've tweaked it because We used a little stevia, and, you know, a lot of people, they don't like stevia taste. And so
straight up is a little bit.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But we've tweaked it and tweaked it and tweaked it to now where, you know, you have a natural sweetness from the strawberries in there, but you also have just a tiny bit, enough to give you that sweet flavor.
But there, in the other one.
And apple, too, is in there as
In the other one, I think that's a little lower in the carbohydrate content?
Oh, yes. It's much lower. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's just neutral. That's powder.
It's and neutral. There's no sweetener.
It's virtually flavorless, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Odorless.
So there's a choice. I mean, if you want a little, see, when I want a little sweetness, I'll use that lemon strawberry flavor. But I got to tell you that I'm going, the one bottle is being depleted a lot faster than the other. The other one I'm using more sparingly. Okay. So good stuff. Kim, we really appreciate, you know, the love and the efforts that went into formulating a product that I think is really backed by science and is really nicely made with quality ingredients.
Thank you.
So as listener retailers in medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask, which is a rare thing because it's not always available as a free gift via mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. Kim, anything to add? I think we covered a lot of ground on this podcast.
We covered a lot of ground. I just want people to really realize that they're going to see a difference and their friends and family will see a difference. That's what we have so many people calling in mm-hmm. that said, I saw my daughter's skin change in weeks. I saw her hair change. I saw, you know, we have men calling in. I have to go to the barber more often now. I said, are you kidding me?
I'm going to send you my bills because it's every 4 weeks. I mean, and, you know, I could also tell because I'm cutting my nails more frequently and, you know, it's a little bit of a nuisance, but I'll put up with it.
Hey, it's great for beauty. And you know, the other thing too, is as we age again, I didn't know about collagen until 10 years ago. And I studied nutrition for almost 50 years. So I think it's very important that people understand the role collagen plays in our body naturally and how we lose it and how we don't have to have creaks when we get out of bed in the morning as we age. We don't have to have, you know, our skin falling apart, getting thin to where we can have pathogens invading. If we bump it, we get, you know, a nick or we bruise easily. When you take collagen, that you're fixing that. And even the dentin of our teeth has collagen. So you know, and the cornea of our eyes start to shrink when we're getting older. So you want to put back in the things that will help you, you know, with eyesight, that will help you with your bones. And you don't want to have fragile bones. You don't want to have to experience that. So why not? Why not take care of yourself? And from an early age, I believe people should start using it, you know, early, 20, 25, 30, and even children can have it.
Indeed. Well, it's good. I mean, I'm a little bit Johnny come lately on it, but I'm all in on collagen. I'm definitely going to include it in my daily regimen.
Awesome.
And I hope our listeners will consider it as well. So thanks, Kim, for joining us. I'm Dr. Otto Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.